Welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. I'm Xiaolan. I want to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. Today, we are going to talk about to take care of somebody. We have Laura as Nala. She is the managing director at Care.com Europe. Hi, Laura, 你好。
你好。
Right, we know Care.com, it's an incredible place with millions of families. They obtain the care and also the service from the professionals, medical professionals or nursing professionals. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Of course. Care.com is the largest online global destination for families to find care. We're talking about nannies, we're talking about elderly care, nurses, home care, pet care, any type of care services you may need for your loved ones. We are active in 20 countries and have over 24 million members on our site looking for care on a regular basis.
Wow, and 24 million members. So how many people are there providing services?
So about 50% of our members are providers.
Mm-hmm.
So about half of them are families and the other half are care providers looking for jobs and looking for opportunities to work with families.
Right. And that's both for part-time and full-time basis.
That is exactly right.
Okay, great. The way to say care, this is such an important word. Also, this is so true in Chinese, either from the culture or the society. Let's learn how to say that first, and then we can discuss more.
Great.
Okay, the way to say care or to take care of someone in Chinese, there are two words. We say 照顾。
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 That's it. There are only two words. The first word, 照, originally, this is a shape of a person holding a tree branch, actually. The tree branch been on fire. And in the ancient time, that was the meaning to illuminate some place. Because in ancient time, the natural fire was the major source of the light, if that's in the dark. So that means to shine, to care, and then later evolve to look after someone. And then this is the first character, 照. Yeah, the second character, 顾.
顾.
顾, that already means to look after someone. And in fact, the ancient form of the character, that means somebody's forehead.
Mm.
Yeah, that was a shape. Yeah, that was a shape of the symbol of the head. And then in this case, over time, over the thousands of years, no one knows why and how, the character then evolved into to take something into consideration.
Maybe it comes from fever. When I think of a forehead and someone taking care of me, it's because I may have a fever.
Oh.
So maybe that's an idea.
Yeah, I love this way of thinking. Right, so 照顾 is to take care of something. So if I want to say, you look after me, I can say 你照顾我。
你照顾我。
Yep, and of course I can swap 你 and 我 and then to say 我照顾你。
我照顾你。
That's right, and in your care.com platform, people look after people. So we can say 大家，大家 means everybody, so everybody looks after each other. 大家照顾大家。
大家照顾大家。
That's it. So everybody looks after each other. 大家照顾大家。
Beautiful.
And then, of course, in modern society, there are different ways of caring. Sometimes, yes, we look after our own family members, and sometimes we need to get professionals to come to look mm-hmm. after us. So to say look after your own family or take care of the family, we say 照顾家人。
照顾家人。
That's it. 照顾家人。That's take care of the family. And then if we want to say, like, for example, sometimes my parents, they will tell me, hey, look after for your family. This is just a little reminder my parents would do. Then they tell me, okay, 好好照顾家人. And then that means, hey, look after your family. They mean that I need to look after my kids. That's what they meant.
Right.
So they just need to add 好好.
好好。
好好。Yeah, 好好 that means well and good, good, well, well. Okay, 好好照顾家人。
好好照顾家人。
That's it. And then sometimes when I talk to my friends, both in English and both in Chinese, we say exactly the same thing. Hey, take care of yourself. And in this case, self, we say 自己. That's it. So take care of yourself, we say 照顾自己. Yes, that's it. Laura, in care.com, did you see the rapid growing trend because of the aging society?
Very interesting.
Yep.
At first, we started with childcare, and now elderly care is definitely an up-and-coming trend. We're having more and more elderly people to take care after, and sometimes it's their own families that take care of their elderly loved ones, but more and more so caregivers come into the homes to help families,
mm-hmm.
particularly working families.
Right. I'm curious, when you said 20 countries, are they all over the world or mainly in Europe and America?
They're all over the world, mostly obviously US and Europe, but now also Australia and New Zealand. We have some connection to China, and we know there also is the aging pyramid, so to speak, and the former one-child policy that there are more and more elderly people to be taken care of, particularly in China.
Yes, yes. And I saw some really amazing figure that at the moment, there were 14% of the Chinese population were over 65 years old. And by 2050, that would be more than 45%.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, they will need a lot of more care services like you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially because the people are not just getting older, they're also living longer, which is obviously fantastic. So we have more older people living longer. And so care is a component that is crucial to families.
Yes.
But something that I love about the Chinese culture is that many older people also take care of each other. And one of my favorite things to do in China is actually to go to parks.
Oh, yes.
And watch the elderly population hang out and sing and do Tai Chi.
And dance.
And exercise.
Yes. Yeah.
And see us dancing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's another way of taking care of each other, which is very beautiful of the Chinese culture. I've never seen that before anywhere else in the world.
Great. Thank you so much, Laura, for joining us. Today we talk about to take care of someone, 照顾. Yeah, 照顾. Yeah. And to take care of your family, it's 照顾家人.
照顾家人.
Yeah. To take care of yourself, 照顾自己.
照顾自己.
Thank you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见.